It's your host Megan Varsha, and welcome back to another episode of RMV.
Hey guys, I hope you're all doing great. And today we have two special guests,
Sarah and Selena, the hosts of Not Dramatic Pod.
Hi. Hello.
Hi. So we have Vera and Selena. We actually guested in their podcast too, so make sure to check them out. We'll put them in the link in the description, so check them out. So we actually wanted to begin by asking about your podcast and your name. Your name is really unique, so we wanted to know how you came up with your name.
Well, you can go.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that Selena was the one who came up with it, so I guess she can share the story.
Oh man, I don't know. I guess it was just like out of sarcasm, because before COVID, I feel like there was just, within our friend group, I guess there's like just a lot of drama. But like now that there's no drama, I guess it kind of just fits, you know, not dramatic. But yeah, I guess it was just inspired by like things going on in the moment before COVID, but now that there's nothing going on during COVID, it's just like, I guess it just fits.
Yeah, also we talk about drama sort of on our podcast, so it's sort of sarcastically saying like we're not being dramatic about the dramatic things that we're talking about, I guess.
That's clever. That's very unique.
Yeah, so I really like your title too of your podcast, because it's really unique and it's a name that no one really thinks of. So props to you, both of you guys, for finding out that name. And yeah, so that's kind of the reasons why I asked you guys that question. But anyway, so have you been involved with high school dramas?
I mean, I guess a bit, like mainly boy drama, I guess, like not, I don't think either of us really, but some of our friends definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there's, well, sort of with like the whole not dramatic thing, there was a lot more drama before COVID, but now that we're not really socializing, like yeah. That's super tuned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all like online, so it's kind of hard to have drama. I mean, you can still have drama like over social media. Those can become huge.
Yeah, it can be toxic sometimes too. I mean, did you guys hear about the driver license drama?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. Much, but, mm-hmm. What was the driver's license drama?
So have you heard of the song Driver's License by Olivia?
Olivia.
I thought you meant like driver's licenses, not the song. Yeah.
We went the song, the whole drama behind the song.
Yeah. And I think the easy thing about like starting drama when we're not in person is that you can't really tell people's facial expressions. So
that's true.
You might think that like someone is being serious and when they're actually being sarcastic, and like you don't really get to know a person and how they act.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
That's very true. Yeah. Oh yeah. So one of the questions we had was, why did you guys start your podcast and what do your listeners want to take away from your pod?
I guess we wanted a place where we could like speak our opinions and talk about whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
And we want listeners to like understand that like the problems that they're going through are similar to like the problems that we're going through and that they're not really alone. And we also just want like, we want our listeners to have a place where they can like relax and just like not think about schoolwork and just like enjoy themselves listening to us, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, for us too, the same thing. I feel like a podcast is good to have to share your opinions.
Yeah, I think a podcast is a way to like speak freely, as you said. So I think that's like a good thing about starting a podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, we did start it just to, you know, like, again, with the socializing thing, I feel like, I mean, personally for me, I wasn't really socializing, like, mm-hmm. besides the podcast.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess we just, yeah, we wanted to give advice and like learn advice from other people.
Other people, yeah, same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's really beneficial because you're able to learn more about yourself and like learn about other people's perspectives, which is like really great. Because with the podcast also, I feel like you socialize more and like you get to meet more people. That's what I love. So, mm-hmm. So I feel like without this podcast, I won't think that I would have met you guys too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just wanted to go on to the next segment. So I just wanted to, you know, I was always wondering about some memories that happened in our childhood. So we can take a little walk down memory lane. So one of the questions I'm going to ask is, what do you miss about your childhood? Or do you guys have any memories that you might have experienced in your childhood?
Well, I'm going to turn 18 soon, so I'm going to become an adult, which is, you know, kind of scary, honestly, because, like, I don't, you know, I'm going to miss my childhood and, like, you know, having your parents always, you know, taking care of you, like, you know, like, the big stuff, like, I don't know, like, taxes and, like, all these type of things, and that's what I'm going to miss about the most, I think, like, being able to, you know, live with your parents. But I'm also really excited about moving on and being more independent. What about you guys?
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, being an adult is scary, and like being so close to like becoming an adult is scary because we don't really learn that much in school or elsewhere about adult things, like you said, taxes and
yeah.
Other stuff. And I guess what I miss about my childhood is, like, the amount of freedom that I had. Not necessarily freedom, but, like, free time, I guess, to, like, do whatever I want. And now that I have a lot of homework, all I can really do is, like, homework 24/7 and then sleep. And sometimes I get a break, but, like, there's just a lot of work that you have to do now compared to, that's like, true. When we were younger.
Yeah. It just gets harder and harder.
Yeah. It gets harder, exactly. Like, college, too, is hard. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Work.
Yeah. I also agree. Like, I was actually talking to Varsha before that our high school should offer some kind of courses about life, you know, give, like, courses on how to manage, you know, do taxes, how to, like, you know, get a home or, like, you know, like, stocks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have no idea how to do this. So, like, there should be courses that people should, the students should receive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so getting back to childhood memories. For me, yeah, like Vera said, more leisure time and more free time. Because, like, you don't really care about anything, you know. You just do what you want anytime. And homework is also less, right? Because that's the quality, like, what, in elementary school. And I feel like a lot of stuff happened. Like, not drama necessarily. Like, you know, small little petty drama. It's like, I like that guy. Oh, no, he's my boyfriend, you know? Like, those annoying. So those things, yeah, I kind of miss because, like, from elementary school. And again, like where I said, leisure time and more free time. It's like you can go out to the park every day, no matter. Like, you don't even have to think about your future or anything. It's just whatever happens at the moment is your life. Like, you just simply enjoy life. What about you, Selena?
Yeah, I feel like... definitely that. I feel like I could enjoy life more when I was a little kid. I feel like just all this thinking now about, like, college and the future, that just has me stressed out. And yeah, I feel like back when I was just, like, a little kid, I feel like I had more, I guess, yeah, freedom. Just in what I did, like, if I made a mistake, then it was like, oh yeah, it's fine, she's only 6. But now if I make the same mistake, then everybody's like, you shouldn't be doing that. Like,
you're old enough to know that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I'm also curious, like, what are you guys gonna major in college? Have you guys decided? Or, like, what do you want to be?
I've been thinking about majoring in psychology, but I don't know. Okay, this is, like, a long road, but, I mean, if I ever become famous, then I'll just do, like, independent study and just, like, have a degree on the side.
Yeah, for me, I'm still like stuck in between. Like, I want to go because I want to help people somehow. So I'm like thinking of medicine or like maybe, I don't know, computer science, because, you know, my dad's a computer science, a computer engineer. So I'm still exploring. I'm running out of time too. It's like very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Varsha?
Yeah, for me, the same thing too. Like, I honestly have so many careers that I had in my mind, and I couldn't choose one either. So I went from like doctor was like my first one, and now I realize I don't want to do doctor because, you know, if you have a pandemic just happen all of a sudden, you're gonna be spending your time most of the time 24/7 in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So I just realized there's like disadvantages, and so I honestly don't want to experience that. So like I just eliminated that option. And then, yeah, now computer science is, like, what I'm interested in now because, like, coding, they're very cool, you know. I also, like, see robots have also fascinated me. Like, since I was, like, young, I love robots. So, and to be honest, like, you know, we make robots basically by coding. And, like, by coding, it does the stuff for you, right? Like, does tasks. Like, I mean, that's how future is heading, right? Like, technology has expanded so much. And yeah, so computer science is like what I'm interested in right now. So engineer, somewhere there in that category. Like my dad is also an engineer too. And then I was also thinking about psychology. I'm taking AP psychology, and it's like very interesting too. Like it really, you learn a lot from life. I feel like it's a class that everyone should take because it helps you in life. And like you basically, like whatever you read in that textbook, like, or just the book in general, like you learn so much stuff that you didn't even think, like, cause like it's all about the mind. So like that can really impact your decisions too. But yeah, getting to the point. Yeah. So honestly, I'm still like thinking about it. I haven't like confirmed it would be engineering, but yeah, right now it's that. So what about you, Vera?
Yeah, I'm not really sure yet. I also want to like go into something that helps people. So I'm thinking about going into something in health and doing biology or biotechnology in college, and then maybe becoming a pharmacist when I'm
Pharmacist, yeah, it's a really good job. Yeah,
but it's pretty hard, so I'm not sure. Yeah,
competitive. I'm just like, yeah, I'm just so stressed about the work you have to put in, like the hours and hours of studying, and like that's what scares me.
Yeah, and then I feel like with school, there's a thing that like, it's okay to mess up because like it's not really the real world, and you know, just learn from your mistakes. But then when you're an adult and like you're doing a job, like say you're a surgeon, you can't really make a mistake. That's not
exactly
really.
That's, exactly. Yeah, that's what scares me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to like try harder, I guess, to be more perfect.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Speaking about our childhoods, do you guys have a favorite childhood TV show or like Disney movie, anything like that?
Disney movies.
Personally, I didn't really watch many Disney shows or like Disney movies. I mainly watched PBS Kids. So
me too.
Yeah, so my favorite show was Arthur growing up.
Oh my god, yes.
Yes.
That was really fun. And then
actually, when I was younger, like every day after school, my mom and I would watch Arthur together.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun, and it's also educational. I feel like I learned a lot about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Wildcrats too. Yeah.
Wildcrats. Oh my god, yeah.
I wasn't really interested in that show, but yeah.
same. I didn't watch that either as a child. I watched like what's the typical Barbie shows, Barbie movies. I was obsessed with those. So when I was like maybe 7 or 8 or 12, like that, I used to watch Disney shows like Kickin' It, Phineas and Ferb. That was like my whole entire childhood. But and then what else? Oh, when I was like a baby, I watched Teletubbies. So yeah.
Same.
Now it's like a whole meme that Teletubbies are scary. Like everyone's scared of Teletubbies.
Yeah.
I mean, when you grow up with them, they're not really scary, but they are strange.
Scary, exactly.
Yeah.
They are strange. Yeah, that's true.
What about you, Selena?
I think Okay, when I was really young, my favorites were Caillou and Curious George.
Oh my god, yes.
Dragon Tales.
Oh my yes, Dragon Tales.
Oh my god, I forgot about that too.
Yeah.
What's that 24/7?
Oh my god, yes, Dragon Tales. Oh, that show was, I don't know, I love that show too. Like, that's another show my mom and I would watch too. And then Curious George is a classic. It is a cute
monkey.
Yeah,
it is a classic. Yeah, and then we have, you know, the common Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also watched another one. I don't know if you guys watch it, but I also watched Strawberry Shortcake, like the animated version.
Series. I watched a bit of that.
Like, my sister was obsessed with that. I would make fun of her when I was younger, like for watching Strawberry Shortcake all the time.
Did you guys ever watch Fresh Beat Band?
Oh my god! When I was younger, I wanted to watch it, and I made my dad buy like the first season of Fresh Beat Band.
It was really good.
It was good. I loved it. My favorite one was the pink girl, the girl
Kiki.
Kiki, yes. I loved Kiki. She was my favorite. Who was your favorite?
I think probably Kiki too.
Yeah, I don't know. I was obsessed with Kiki.
Yeah, and I think one last one was Jesse. Jesse, I always watch every single time.
Yeah, Jesse was my first Disney show.
Same. Yeah, I loved it. I still remember, like, it was Halloween, and I was watching the Halloween episode where Debbie Ryan, or Jesse, she's like in her whole like clothing, like scary clothing. It's like really funny. But yeah, I'm really sad because Cameron Boyce was like my favorite actor from the show too, and it's really sad that like he passed away. I think it was 2 years ago, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to move on. So did you guys have a favorite holiday vacation spot as a child?
Holiday vacation spot. Honestly, like, the only place that we would travel constantly was like to India, like every 2 years. I don't think I had like, I don't know. I think India, because like all my family is there. So I think that would be my favorite spot to go to.
Yeah, for me, I would say like India too. But like, since I spent half of my life in Singapore, I would say that too. So most of the time it would be Singapore. But yeah, I can't think of anything else because, I think I would say Malaysia. Yeah, that was my favorite spot. Never mind, I just forgot about that. But yeah, Malaysia would be my favorite, and Singapore. What about you guys?
I don't know. For me, I guess maybe also visiting my family. They live in Belarus, which is in Europe, but I've only been there once. So I'm not sure if I can say that's my favorite spot. But like, yeah, it's just really nostalgic because all of my family is there. But yeah, I've only been once since like I moved to the U.S. when I was 2, so that's sad. But we were planning on going last summer, but obviously
COVID, ruined everything.
But I went to Tahoe a lot during the winter.
Oh yeah, Tahoe. Yeah.
Oh, Tahoe, that's nice.
Yeah, it's really fun too because it's like snows there. I usually go, my friend actually is going right now. She's spending a 3-day weekend in Tahoe. And I was like, have fun. But yeah, I don't go skiing or anything. I would say the only thing, because I don't know how to ski, but all of my friends like love it. They're like, oh my god, you should come to Tahoe sometime. I always ski there. And I'm like, I don't do skiing. I need to like learn from the ABCs of skiing first. And what I do is I just play in the snow and like spend some time with friends. What about you guys? What do you guys do in the snow? Or like play?
I don't ski or like snowboard either. I just play in the snow, also go on walks, I guess. I also ice skate, so that's really fun to do.
Ice skating, that's fun, yeah.
I would love to try that one day. What about you, Selena? Do you have a favorite vacation spot?
Vacation spot, I guess. We used to always, like, cruise to Mexico, even though it was, like, super, super hot. I always thought the food was
really good. Oh, my God. I love the cruise. I went to the cruise, not last summer, but the summer before that. I went to the cruise to Mexico. It was amazing. Like, the food, everything. I wanted to go again. I wanted to, my family now were planning to go this summer, or like last summer actually, but because of COVID, obviously. So,
yeah. Yeah, COVID canceled everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you guys have any school games that you had, maybe your favorite game in elementary school you guys played? Like jump rope, or hot potato, Simon Says, or the cha-cha real smooth?
I don't know about that one. Like, I know the song that that's from, but like,
yeah,
what did you do? I've never heard of that before.
Oh, it's like a dance shuffle. So in PE, you just, I guess a PE teacher, it's like for exercise, and they just put the music, and then it's like you just slide to the right, slide to left. So it's like, I think it goes on for like 30 minutes or something. But it's really fun. That was my, like, it was really memorable for me. And another thing, I would say jump rope. But yeah, what about you guys?
We would play Foursquare a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Foursquare was a huge thing. Do you guys know tetherball?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we would play tetherball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those games were definitely big, like where I live currently. But before moving to where I live currently, we didn't really have those games, I think. Like, I never played them before, but when I was younger, like from kindergarten to fourth grade, I'd just mainly go on the playground and like play pretend with my friends.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I think that's mainly all that I did, like during recess and lunch.
Yeah I remember playing pretend a lot. All the time, like, you know, you're in a family and you're like the brother and sister, and you're doing all that separate things. Oh my god, yeah, I played that for such a long time.
Yeah, and like now I can't imagine actually doing that.
Exactly, like, yeah, it's because like back then we didn't know anything, honestly, because we thought like it was so cool to be, you know, an adult or whatever, and now we're like,
oh boy,
this is reality.
Yeah.
I think I liked playing like pretend vampire, because I watched like the Vampire Diaries like really, really young. I do not recommend, like, watching it like in fourth grade, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But yeah. But we would also play hide and seek, but that ended up in somebody like in the hospital. So I also don't recommend.
Wait, what happened?
We were hiding in the bathrooms, and this girl, her hand, was in between the door.
Oh, my God.
I opened it, and her, like, hand got smushed.
Oh, God. That must have hurt us so much.
Yeah. But I don't think it's your fault. Like, it happened on
us. Yeah.
That's scary. Yeah. My friends and I also played hide and seek, and then at my old elementary school, not the one that like I went to most recently, but we had a lot of like exercise games. Like, our teachers and I guess coaches, or like PE teachers, whatever you want to call them, would have us exercise a lot. So mm-hmm. we definitely play a lot of exercising games where we would run around a lot.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of, I don't know if it was just our school thing, but like the game called Banana Tag?
No,
no, I haven't heard of that.
We would play that all the time. Like, you would tag someone and like they would sit down, and then I think you have to get tagged by another person to like run again or something like that. Yeah, but like
we've played that, but I don't think we called it that.
Yeah, there's another name too, but like we called it Banana Tag. I don't know why we called it that, but we would play that all the time too.
That was fun.
Yeah. If you were ever to go back to a grade once again, which grade would you go, would you like to go back, be in?
Hmm.
I don't, this is tough.
Yeah. Yeah, I just picked this question so we can think a little bit.
I think maybe I would go back to fifth grade. What do you mean by go back to the grade? Would I like go back to like say second grade, and then I'd live my life again?
Yeah. Like, I guess
like repeat a year.
I would say maybe, okay, I should have rephrased it properly, but I guess it really depends. Like, you can stay there, or you can maybe, I guess for maybe I was trying to say, when I was trying to say if we were gonna go back to a grade, what grade would you want to relive in?
Maybe fifth grade, because like I had a fun time in fifth grade. Like I really enjoyed that year, and like what I would like to do is like go back then and like have all of the knowledge that I currently have, and like just find out what would happen if I were like as smart as I am now and like, know everything that I know now.
Be the smartest.
Smart. For me, it would be sixth grade, because I went to science camp. That was the year we went to science camp, and then it was like the time where you're just alone with your friends and like, you know, in that dorm, right? And it's like, you know, you don't have parents, you don't have anyone, no siblings, nothing. So it's like you just have your time of your life. And there's like zip lining. Unfortunately, our school wasn't allowed to, but we still had a good time. I remember we touched the snake. So they brought out snakes, like the instructors, and they told us like, oh, you guys can touch it or pet it. And I was like, I touched it. Oh, I also kissed a banana slug to get a badge.
Oh my God, I was so scared to do that.
Yeah, same here. And then the slime really came on my freaking lips, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, my friends kissed a banana slug, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, I just did, whatever. It's for the fun of it. It's not like I'm going to do it again. So I was like, it's a one-time opportunity. Yeah, so I was in sixth grade, because science camp was like amazing, and like I wanted to, even though it was only like 3 days, you just go on Friday and then you come back on you go on Friday, Tuesday, and then you come back on Friday. I still wanted to like spend a little bit more time with my friends. And like I also remember, like at night we roasted the marshmallows, and then we played this whole skit in front of the whole class, like the whole school.
Yeah,
that was really fun. So yeah, I would go back to sixth grade. What about you, Sabine?
I would go back to maybe third grade, because I feel like that was like my peak time. I wasn't involved with like too many friends, and I didn't have like zero friends, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like that grade was mostly just about like creativity and just art projects, and I liked that.
Yeah, I think for me, yeah, I would probably either go back to sixth grade or third grade. I think sixth grade. I went to a private school. It was like a Montessori private school. So yeah, it was like a really small school. It was like a small school with like, you know, a small group of kids. So like everyone was close. Everyone knew each other. So I think I would go back to them and like see my old friends and stuff. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, definitely seeing my old friends is like part of like why I'd want to go back to fifth grade, because I had a pretty good group of friends in like the beginning of fifth grade.
Yeah.
So that would have been really nice to like be able to hang out with them more.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I haven't seen my grade school like friends in such a long time. I don't even know what half of them are doing. It's so crazy.
Yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed this a memory lane segment. Do you guys enjoy it?
Yeah.
So I just wanted to close up the episode with a little BuzzFeed segment on, since we're talking about like you know, our childhood, I wanted to just, we could just maybe talk about some trends in Generation Z, and it's also like tradition that we are doing. We basically, so whenever we invite other podcasters like teen podcasts like you, Vera, and Selena, we always do like BuzzFeed quizzes. So yeah, so let's get right into it. So you guys can click the link.
Okay,
so it's time to decide whether these Gen Z trends are actually cool. Okay, so the first question is, are middle parts cool? So it's like a hairstyle. What do you guys think? I think it's cool.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's cool. I mean, like, I have a middle part. I mean,
same. I feel like all girls do.
Yeah, I feel like middle parts are nice. What I personally don't like is like in the early 2000s when like people would like part their hair really to the side and do like those.
Oh yes, now those ones. Yeah,
I can picture them inside my head. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yeah, so a lot of people, so the public voted cool 75% and not cool 25%. Okay, the next question. I feel like TikTok is like the most popular. Are TikTok dances cool?
Not really.
I think no. I think the main reason why a majority of people watch people do those dances is because they're attractive. I don't think mm-hmm. most people are actually yeah. that interested in the dances, really.
Yeah, for me, I was going to say, like, I'm kind of both. Like, if they're trying to, you know, those people who just want to get attention, they're just doing mm-hmm. it just for attention and want to just get their followers, like, oh my god, I got 300,000 followers, you know what, I'll make the same content every single day, mm-hmm. and it gets really repetitive. So for me, I mean, I would say, like, cool, because sometimes I do TikTok dances, not in front of anyone, but I just do it for myself. Like, some dances are cool, some dances no. So
yeah, like, if you genuinely try to, like, learn a dance, I think that's pretty cool. But mm-hmm. yeah, if you're just doing it for the views, like you said, that's
exactly
not
it's not a yeah. I don't like it. I don't like
yes,
it.
Yes, I agree with you guys for that.
Yeah, I feel like some TikTok dances, like, they can be, like, to the point where they can be offensive.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
sure, yeah.
That one with, like, the girl and her back is just, like bent. Like I don't know, like, arc shaped, and then her, like, bottom's just sticking out, but she's doing it not because she actually has, like, a back problem, but because
I've yeah, seen her.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen that girl. Yes,
yeah.
I've seen
her.
Yeah. I was like, are you okay? But, like, apparently it's not actually, her back's not actually like that.
That's yeah. Funny. So the results are pretty surprising, because I thought majority of the population would pick not cool, but 73% is not cool and 27% is cool. So that was something that was surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so next question is, are baggy jeans cool?
Yes,
if I think they're cool.
Yeah,
I would say this really depends on the gender, because I think for males, for me at least, I'm just not trying to offend anyone, but for me personally, I don't like when guys wear baggy jeans. Sometimes the jeans fall off. And, like, it's really gross. I don't know, for me, just, I cannot look at it. It's just that they just pull their pants up whenever they're walking. It always, like, drags down. I mean, they think it's cool, but for me, I think it really depends on the gender. For females, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess say for us girls, I would say it's, yeah, pretty cool, but I think for me personally, guys, I just can't. Like, if it's too much, I can't. If it's just, like, a little bit, I still can't. But yeah, what about you guys?
Yeah, for me, I get what you're talking about. I do think that, like, guys in baggy jeans do look good, except, like you said, when it hangs down and, like, you can see their underwear and stuff, it's exactly. really annoying. But, like, if that's not the problem, if, like, you can't see their underwear and they're not, like, hanging down, then I think it's fine.
It's fine, exactly. Like, for the style, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to go too overboard with it. That's all. I'm just trying to say it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, what about you, Selena?
Yeah, I think, I don't know, like, baggy jeans are only cool if you can pull them off. Like, I feel like, I don't know, with guys, like, baggy jeans and, like, a belt, like, a brown belt, I think would be really nice. I'm not gonna say that I prefer guys in, like, skinny jeans, but, like, I don't know, I feel like skinny jeans look better on guys. But it, like, again, it depends on, like, your physique and, like...
Right, of course.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
I agree with you, yeah.
Yeah, the next question is covering your mouth for dramatic emphasis while talking cool?
Okay, this, I don't know what happened. I've been doing this so lately before.
Same here.
Like, whenever something bad happens, I just cover my mouth like that. Like I just,
oh,
like,
my God.
I'm suddenly doing this. Like, why am I doing this? And you're like, I'm just, like, doing it without thinking. I'm like, when did this start?
Personally, I'm not really sure. I'm like, I don't know which side I fall on. I don't know if it's cool or not cool to me. I guess it can be annoying if someone does it too much, because, like, if they stop talking and then they, like, cover their mouth, you might just be like, okay, just go on, say what you want to say.
Yeah, right.
But I think it is good to, like, be expressive, and I think it is cool that people do that sometimes, same as long as they don't do it too much.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, I would say that it's cool too, because I also do it frequently.
I don't know about this one too. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I don't know. I just feel like for me personally, I don't really like to judge what other people like
mm-hmm.
do mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. may or may not be like unconscious. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know.
I think like everyone's been doing it lately.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But yeah, once you click, the results show 63% find it not cool. So it's really surprising because I thought it would be, but so yeah. I think for me also it depends, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really yeah, depends. So yeah, for the baggy jeans one, I forgot to say the results, but most of the population said baggy jeans are cool, like just like I expected. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just wanted to put it out there. Okay, next question. Is using finger guns while talking cool?
I mean, I don't do it myself, but I don't know. It's like the same thing before. If you do it too much, then it can get really annoying. Like,
yes,
why
yes,
are you, like,
yes.
pointing at once me, like, all the time? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, like, stop, like, using your, yeah, don't do it too frequently, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a way of someone speaking. Like, it's probably, you know, they're not doing it on purpose, so.
Yeah, I don't really know anyone who does that, but yeah, I think as long as you don't do it too much, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like, again, like, I don't know, I wouldn't really judge people, like, if they were doing it unconsciously, but I guess if it was consciously and they were doing it to annoy you, like, it is kind of annoying having somebody's finger in your face, like.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, so the most population said it is not cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question. Is showing something funny by using the crying emoji instead of the laughing emoji cool? For me, no. I love the laughing emoji. I don't think it's... I think it really depends on what type of texter are you. For me, I never use the emoji with the crying one to say something's funny. I always use the one that's crying with the... What's it called? The
laughing.
Like difference, yeah. It's like smiling, basically. Not mm-hmm. the sad.
Personally... I strongly believe that it is cool because I learned to do that from, like, people on Discord, which is, like, an app that
oh,
I
oh, yeah, Discord, yeah.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like the smiling and laughing, crying face, whatever it's called, is kind of, like, used a lot, so it is kind of fun to, like, use the tear emoji,
the yeah.
crying one, yeah, to be, like, more expressive, and I just, like, on Discord, I guess I've found creative ways to use various emojis, so I think it's kind of cool to, like, come up with new ways to use emojis.
Mm-hmm.
I do like the laughing, crying one, too.
Yeah, same. Mm-hmm. I like both, too.
Yeah, for me, like, now, like, when I'm thinking, like, whenever I send a sad text, I don't really use the crying emoji as much. Like, when it's something really serious. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I think, like, I would use that more in a funny purpose than, like, a actual crying purpose. So, I guess it's cool.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I don't ever send emojis with sad, or, like, I send, like, heart emojis with sad texts.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I just, like, yeah, I mean, like, same thing, like, if it was sarcastic, then I'd use, like, the crying one, like, oh my gosh, we have so much homework, then I'd use, like,
yeah,
the crying one. But yeah, I guess it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
See, I said not cool because I never use the other the tear emoji, so
mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the result says not cool, 63%, and 30% cool.
Oh, well.
Okay, next question is, are tiny sunglasses cool? And we see a picture of Lil Nas X with tiny. I think it personally is cool because do you guys know this YouTuber, Joanna Cedilla? She wears those tiny glasses. It's so funny. So I think that's cool. I would actually want to own one pair of tiny sunglasses.
I mean, I think they're cool, but I personally wouldn't wear them. I don't know. I'm not that type of person to wear tiny sunglasses, but I think it looks good on other people. So I'll say cool.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, this is like definitely one of those trends where I guess like, I feel like people have to have like the right facial feature, like their face has to be shaped in a certain way for it to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, that I don't know if I would look good. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, personally, I don't really care about this so much because it's, I guess for all of these, they aren't that important, but, like, sunglasses are, like, not such a big deal. However, I have been getting into sunglasses lately, so, like, owning a pair of...
Would be nice, yeah.
But they're not really practical, so...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I would just do it for the fun of it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is surprising. The BuzzFeed population says that 76% sunglasses are not cool. So
that was 76? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So anyways, that's fine. Okay, the next question is, are tiny foods cool?
Okay, this picture looks, it doesn't look appetizing. I'm sorry. Like they gave us a
mini
weird
donut cereal.
That's weird.
Yeah. No, like they gave us a picture like of cereal, but it doesn't look good. I mean, that's not cool, but like
I'm
tiny foods
say not
in general
cool.
In general might be cool, but not this.
Yeah, I think I like tiny foods. I think those are fun.
They're really cute. Yeah, the appetizing ones. This doesn't look appetizing to me.
Yeah, that picture does not look appetizing.
I feel like with me, it depends. I'm like picky, but it depends on the food. Like M&M's, like mini M&M's are to die for.
Oh, amazing.
But like, yeah, but like with donuts, I kind of prefer my donuts like not mini.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've never had mini donuts like those in the picture.
Yeah, in the pictures I've never had those.
Yeah, I've had the, you know, the normal size ones, the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Mm.
Not the tiny ones. I think maybe the tiny ones that are like really mini size. Maybe I've had that once or twice in my life, but yeah.
They're not the same.
Yeah, they're not the same. Yeah, so actually the results are pretty split. So that's nice to, you know, look at the people, what people are thinking. Okay, the next question is two-tone hair color cool? So we have a picture of one girl dyed her hair pink and another girl dyed her hair golden, I believe. Oh, I think it's cool because I actually want to dye my hair really bad when I in the future, or maybe when I get to college. But yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think you should just let people do what they want to do with their hair. I think it's a pretty cool idea. I'm not sure if I'd want to do it myself, but like, again, like with those tiny sunglasses, it's sort of the same thing. Like, you should just let people do that if they want to do that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's cool. So I'm picking cool.
Yeah, I feel like this could also be like one of this, like those trends where people dye like half of their hair blue and then like keep the other half of their hair like their regular color, or like dye it red or whatever. Yeah, I feel like they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. Yeah.
Okay, the next question is trying to be the main character actually cool? So there's two pictures. On the right side, it's a picture of a girl, and I think she's like, I don't know, she has like a fake background of like, it's like fall season, and it says me visiting home during the holidays as the main character. And then another picture where it says not cool, me mysteriously, it's a picture of a guy with a fake background of a like a store in some aisle. And it says me mysteriously walking around Walmart thinking everyone's finally attractive. That's actually me. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with the second one with the picture of the guy, so not cool. So
I think they're the same thing. We just pick if those are cool or not cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think it depends, you know, like for me. I have anxiety, like I get severe anxiety, so like if I'm the main character, the lead of like a drama or something, I would get so scared, like I would faint on the spot.
Like, I'm That's a person true. Who doesn't have stage fear, but, like, sometimes I get really tense that I always fear that, like, I'm not scared to go. It's, like, both, you know? I'm, like, both. Like, I always get scared. Sometimes I shiver, too. But if it's, like, some place where I perform, if it's, like, familiar to me, I do really well. What about you mm-hmm. guys?
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you. I don't think I'd want to be the main character. I'd be like the supporting role, you know, like the main character's in best friend, something like that, mm-hmm. but not the main character.
Mm-hmm. Personally, I've been doing this like my whole life. So I just watch a lot of TV shows, I guess. So I'm just used to like seeing that and like using that in my own life, but mm-hmm. I don't want to like do it, like I don't act like I'm the main character, I just like pretend that I am in my own head. And I mean, we technically are for our yeah. own lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but as long as you don't act like narcissistic, overly narcissistic in front of other people, I think it's fine.
Yeah,
I definitely think that we are the main characters in our own lives, but I also think that if you're like out making TikToks about it, like, mm-hmm. oh, like I see this person over there, like, oh, I hope they think I'm cute. Like, I'm like, that's so true.
Yeah.
That actually makes it so true. Okay, next question. Is having an aesthetic actually cool? I think it's cool because I follow a lot of Instagram models being aesthetic on like their social media. That actually gives me inspiration to make my room aesthetic. So yeah, so I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I think aesthetic is also cool. I want to be aesthetic, but I can't because I don't know how to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really have an aesthetic. I feel like for me, I sort of change around like what I like to wear, what I want my dream room to look like.
Oh my god.
Like that often. So I don't really have an aesthetic and I sort of change up everything every couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I do think it is cool to have an aesthetic.
Yeah.
I feel like I sort of like obsess a little bit too much over like having an aesthetic. Like, I don't know, it's gotten to the point where I've picked out all the furniture in my house, like my future house, and just, like, I know what it's going to look like, I know what the walls are going to be, I know, like, all my furniture.
Wow, so set up.
That's nice.
I feel like, I don't know, it just helps me stay organized, because I feel like I'm not a very organized person, but just, like, having an aesthetic just helps me.
Yes, I was gonna say, Celia, you do look like an organized person to me, though.
Yeah.
My room's not very organized.
My room is, like, not even close to being aesthetic. I think Mega's room is, like, really nice, because she has, like, purple painted. Her walls are purple. Ooh. That's really nice.
Yeah, my walls are purple, but my room's not organized. Yeah, you can actually see my desk. It's full of mess. Schoolwork. Yeah, schoolwork, dishes from like 3 days just like sitting on my desk.
Yeah, so the BuzzFeed population, just like we predicted, or same to our responses, said 55% said cool and not. Oh, this is actually a really close call, but yeah, 45% said not cool. Okay, the last question to end our BuzzFeed segment. Lastly, is using sparkle emojis for emphasis cool? Yeah, I think it's cool because I use that sometimes on my podcast description, you know, when you promote cover art on social media or like story, I always put a sparkle, like it's just like, oh my god, magical. What about you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of like with the crying emoji, it's something that I've learned on Discord, so I do think it's cool. As long as you don't overuse it, it is cool to use it like once in a while, but like not like with every single text, like a bunch of the sparkling emojis, but it is definitely cool, I think.
I think it's cool too. A new trend.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That everyone's doing.
And like there's no other way to really use those stars. So I think it's creative that people
That's true. Can have a way. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, personally, I don't really use them for emphasis. I sort of just like use them when I'm saying something and it feels a little bland, so I just add a little sparkle.
Yeah, so the results say that 51% found it not cool. Again, it was really close again. Cool, I was 49%. So, yeah, pretty surprising. But, yeah, I feel like it did all these changes. But, yeah, majority not cool. So, yeah, so that ends our BuzzFeed segment. Thank you so much again, Vera and Selena, for coming on. I honestly had so much fun, and it was really nice to go down memory lane with all of you.
Yeah, so... Yeah, thank you so much, Vera and Selena, for joining our episode. It's a nice casual talk. I had a good time. I hope you guys had a good time too.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, anytime. Yeah, so as always, thanks for listening to this episode. And today's active listener shout out goes to @truththebreezepodcast. If you haven't already, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and check us out on Spotify. Special guests will be aired on YouTube, and other collabs like this one will be on other podcasting platforms. Visit our website, megaversion.com, and email us at megaversion2020@gmail.com if you have any media requests.
Yeah, so all the links will be down below. Make sure to check out their podcast. Yeah, Not Dramatic Podcast. And yeah, so thank you guys for listening.
Have a great day, everyone. It's me, Varsha.
And Mega.
Signing off.